Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fox for a passed ball. Bell moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ostermüller. Trotsky scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Fox and he is safe. Keltner steals second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Weatherly moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Fleming now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Fox and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Good night. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.